The Massachusetts Association of Community Development Corporations is rethinking its strategic plan for promoting things like innovative public policy, financial services, and affordable housing. WAMC spoke with Franklin County CDC Director John Waite, who says a 50% state refundable tax credit for donations to selected community development corporations statewide has been a success.
So a few years ago, the state of Massachusetts implemented the Community Investment Tax Credit, which is a program where taxpayers in Massachusetts get 50% back on a donation to a certified CDC, like the Franklin County CDC. We take those donations and we do implement projects in our communities. Fantastic program for both the donor, who gets to put in twice as much as they end up out of pocket, and then the CDC gets the full amount to implement projects for the community.
How is Franklin County using the money directed through the CDC?
So the Franklin County CDC has been doing community economic development for 38 years, and our biggest program right now is a food processing center where we help add value to local crops that the farmers grow. And the equipment for this food processing center is very expensive, and so our donors have been making donations that we can then leverage, and we were able to get some large state grants and also a federal loan to build a cold storage unit, which is going to help multiple farmers and food businesses keep their products so they can sell it throughout the year. One of our issues here in New England, of course, is that our harvest season is 2 or 3 months long, but people, as we know, eat 12 months a year. So by able to make more products throughout the year and store it, we're able to eat more local food throughout the year, which is really exciting for everybody. We're actually freezing vegetables, which we're selling to schools. And as you know, some of the school lunch programs are trying to increase the amount of local that they can feed their kids during the year. But again, because of our harvest season, it gets difficult. We're able to get vegetables, local vegetables, into schools in the Pioneer Valley and the Berkshire throughout the year now, even in the winter months. And we advertise it as local, and the kids really get a kick out of it to see local vegetables in February and March.
The whole farm-to-table movement is definitely something that Western Massachusetts is starting to get its hands on. How does bringing fresh produce to, say, a school really help development?
So I think we're attacking this local food from two different angles. One is to keep our farmers in business, pay them a fair price, and we're able to do that by buying in bulk from them. And then the other is educating the consumer. And folks like Berkshire Grown and CISA have been doing a terrific job getting the word out about the value of local, eating local. But it has to be available. And that's where preserving it and extending its life and then making the connection between what the kids eat at school, school lunches, and then what their parents might buy at the farmer's market or at the grocery store later on, and showing that there's a connection to that is really helpful. The other area where we're really trying to make some progress is in the getting the good, healthy food to students who otherwise might not get it. So the school lunch program is terrific because kids of all different incomes get to eat the same school lunch. And if they can eat healthy local vegetables in their school lunch, even if they don't get it at home, that's a huge benefit to them.
What about in the other Western Massachusetts CDCs?
So the Franklin County CDC is using this community investment tax credit, but the CDC of South Berkshire is using it for affordable housing. Valley CDC uses it in Northampton with its high cost of housing. They're able to create some affordable units. Quabog Valley is using it for workforce development to help people get jobs. So this community development tax credit is being used by CDCs all over the state.
That's Franklin County Community Development Corporation Director John Waite speaking. The next 3-year strategic plan is expected to be released June 2018.